You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now,
you've got issues,
and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
Variety of ways people can reach out. Jer Bear, what do you recommend?
Mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link there. You can find us on Facebook. Just search Dom and Jeremy. Or, hey, if you want to become my Instagram friend, Shut Up Jeremy on Instagram.
All right, so this one is another one that signed No Name Please.
Okay.
So I'm going to call her Bella.
That's cute.
Hi, boys. I never thought I'd ask for one of your five calls things. It's so funny that people, I gotta jump in here. People, it's five calls says it all, but nobody wants to say that. They just call it the five calls things.
All right. Yeah, that's what we do.
I never thought I'd ask for any of your five calls things, but I need advice. My boyfriend has two dogs and he takes them everywhere. They're always in his truck with him. And if we go out, he likes to bring them. The thing is, when we first met, I kind of lied and said that I love dogs too, even though I don't have one. He was glad to hear that. Well, now it's been 5 months. Everything is great. Everything is going great, she says. But the truth is, I'm not a dog person. And I don't think I ever will be.
Ruh-roh.
They're messy and slobbery. Yeah, now, is she talking about the dogs or the boyfriend?
Hey-o!
They're messy and slobbery. He thinks I love his dogs. I really don't. So my question is, do I continue to fake it in order to get along, or do I fess up?
All right, Bella. Bella the dog hater.
Bella.
Bella, Bella.
You know, we've talked on the show a lot about how people aren't their authentic selves when they first meet someone.
This one's gone a while, is the thing.
This
has gone a while.
So it's one of those things where if you maintain a lie for X amount of time, are you better off just sticking with it?
And this isn't a lie like, oh, yeah, I love Chinese food, and you go to it a couple times. And, oh, yeah, I love hiking, and you do it a couple times, and it fizzles out. No, I love dogs, and you have two dogs, and the dogs are there all the time. This one's hard to back out of. But I can see where it'd be super annoying. It's like everywhere they want to go, he's like, oh, come on, load up, boys, load up. You know, and he's loading up the dogs and they're going everywhere. And
let me ask you, could she get away with not admitting that she lied and instead just be a little bit more forceful of, hey, this time let's do it without the kids, you know?
Right. I'm sure she could. Nah, let's leave the dogs home this time. And
or he might just say, no, I go everywhere with them. And it would take her saying, I don't like your dogs. For him to maybe leave him at home one or two times.
Might ruin this relationship if she just flat out says, I don't like your dogs.
See, that's another part of this. And by the way, our lines are wide open right now. 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. I cannot wrap my brain around people who would place their pet above a human being. And I know a lot of people screaming at the radio, Dom, you're an idiot. 100%. I would always choose my dog first.
People, yeah, they love their pets over humans a lot of times.
I just personally, I don't subscribe to that. I'm going to place the value of a human life above. And I love my pet. I love Niles the Weirdo. He's like a child in a way, but I got to go with a human being over.
Well, yeah, like this guy. I mean, would he really choose two dogs or would he choose his beautiful girlfriend that he can make out with?
But the thing is, he doesn't. But my point is, he doesn't have to choose. He might have both.
He might choose. That's the risk that she's running right now. If she says, I don't like your dogs, he's going to be like, well, then I'm going to find somebody that does. See you at the dog park, loser. You know?
Yeah.
He might.
Well, she says things are going great. You know, maybe he's mature enough to say, hey, look, I get it. You know, we'll do some stuff without the dogs.
Hi.
So is she going to continue with the lie or does she sit him down and say, look, I really don't like your dogs?
Either way, he's going to find out eventually. And she started the relationship based off of a lie. And so what else is she lying about?
And that's what he's going to think, right? He's like, what else have you been lying to me about?
Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
I believe, you know, she thinks she's going to change him, which is wrong to begin with.
Where does she say that?
Definitely.
She never said she's trying to change him. She just would like to go out a few times without the dogs.
My situation is, but he loves those dogs. And And then she said that, oh, yeah, I really like dogs. Eventually, I mean, he's going to find out because she's going to be like, I don't want them to come along. I don't want them to come along.
This, it truly is the first step, because what's next then? You need to get rid of your dogs if you want this relationship to continue.
You guys are sure.
Do you really want to be with me?
Reaching on this one a lot. All she's asking.
This is real life.
Is whether she should tell him, I don't need to be everywhere with your dogs. How about once a week we go out without the dogs? Is that too much to ask, Michelle?
Well, see, I didn't hear that in your letter or whatever. It said that she doesn't like the dog.
That's it.
Yeah, but I didn't hear half the things that you said in her letter.
Nobody's hearing anything this morning.
What the hell? All she's saying is, do I tell him I don't like dogs?
And these dumb dogs are just sitting there going, what did we do? Just sitting there licking their butt.
That's right. They're just
licking their butt.
Right.
Enjoying life.
Leg.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Who doesn't love that?
Oh, Michelle, thank you for being a good sport. Thanks for the call. Somebody texted in and said, and I might add, they have like 8 exclamation points. The dogs deserve better.
They do. I mean, if they're around someone who doesn't like them, it's not going
to
be good.
You guys continue to make my point that dog owners are crazy. Just crazy.
Careful. Everyone's got dogs.
Except me. Dominic, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
She wants to know, she should fess up or just keep living the lie. What do you think?
Yeah, she should suck it up and just ride that out. You can be a dog person and not love every dog. You see those videos where, like, the chihuahua's biting the owner's hands? Yeah, that's not my kind of dog. Mm-mm. You know? I love dogs.
Yeah, but when you say suck it up, I need to clarify. Are you saying suck it up and tell them or suck it up and don't tell them?
Don't tell them. Write it out.
It's funny that you said write it out. I made a note here in my paper that said, how old are the dogs? I mean, let's be honest, the circle of life here, Lion King.
You're not trying to outlive the dogs. You're just...
Well, but chances are you will, and hopefully this relationship outlives the dogs. I mean, if both of these dogs are 10 years old, I mean, you're kind of like...
You know, the wording that we would need to... I don't think anybody's trying to outlive the dogs necessarily, but could she outlast the dogs? You know?
Right.
Yeah. Like, I mean, you become a much more important person in his life, and he's like, you know what? I don't need my two dogs to sit in the car while we go out to dinner. I can just go out with you and enjoy my time.
That call,
that's
Dominic.
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, man.
You know, the bigger issue here that I know dog owners don't want to listen to is, what kind of relationship do you want to get into where the dogs are more important than you are? Who would sign up for that
relationship? No, but it could be you're looking for somebody with a combined interest of dogs.
Sure, I
mean, and when you're butting heads over dogs, then it's not going to work.
But what man says to a woman, or to another man, I never want to go out alone with you. I only want to go with the dogs. I would, like, bail on that. I'm telling Bella right now, get the hell out yourself. You know, he doesn't.
I guess she won't know until she brings it up is the thing.
You know, the text message that said the dogs deserve better, 8 exclamation points. I'm going to say Bella deserves better, 8 exclamation points.
You really hate dogs.
No, I'm not even factoring the dogs in here. I'm talking about the guy. My issue is with the guy.
But she doesn't know if this is going to happen unless she brings it up. You don't know how he's going
to
react.
You don't
yet.
Have to say, I dislike dogs. She can continue the lie and still request that they go out without the dogs.
Everyone, I know. And who's to say this guy isn't going
to
be like, okay, that's cool. Well, let's do it. You're kind of painting this guy as he's immediately going to put up a wall.
She says he goes out everywhere they go. He takes the dogs with him.
Right. But she hasn't yet brought up that I would like the dogs to stay home from time to time. So we don't know how he's going to react.
How do you think he'll react?
I don't know. I don't know how close the relationship is.
But how do you think he'll react?
Knowing how dog people are, I think he'll put up a little bit of a wall.
And that's not an issue?
But I think that wall will eventually come down. Because as I referenced earlier, you make out with Bella. And you want a beautiful woman in your life and companionship. And your dogs aren't going to last forever. So I say you leave the dogs at home.
I don't know. I've heard from enough people who always choose dogs over people.
Wow.
It's not like that's rare.
Who else we got?
Angel, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning, boys. How are you?
I love dogs.
So,
I like dogs. I don't like mine, but I like dogs.
Yeah, dogs are fun.
You don't like your own dog.
Yeah, I have three of them. I don't like them. I have two kids and I don't like them. No, I'm just kidding.
ding for Angel. So what are you telling Bella here? What's your advice to her?
I would say tell him maybe he's bringing the dogs more around because he thinks it's like, well, she doesn't have none, and let me bring them in so she can enjoy them too. I think he'll understand. Like, you know, maybe they'll compromise and be like, okay, well, you know, you're not really into dogs, so that kind of sucks, but I'm into you, so...
Bottom line is we're putting a lot of pressure on this guy and we're painting him as a monster and all this, when in the first case, Bella's the one that lied. This guy should be upset and mad and irritated if she doesn't like dogs. She lied to him.
You know,
she wanted that common interest. And then, like I said, maybe he's bringing him around more because he thinks it's the common interest thing. And maybe he'll back off on bringing him everywhere, you know.
That's a really good point.
That's a good point,
Angel,
too.
Angel, we got to run. That's a great point. You know, it could be as simple as she told him that she loves dogs. He might be bringing them on all the dates because he thinks she wants them there.
Bottom line, she's a liar.
Listen, buddy, I know you're making a big deal out of that.
She's a liar.
I'm here to tell you that probably 90% of first dates are chock full of lies on both sides.
But it's a lie 5 months later.
Yeah, but you lied to Nicole on your first date.
Oh, God, I don't even remember our first date.
We got to go through these last calls pretty quickly. Ruth, what do you think? Is she going to be honest, or is she just going to keep living the lie?
She's going to have to tell him because no dog person in Colorado will give up their dogs. She's guilt-ridden, and maybe they'll strike a compromise, or else she can cut her losses now.
Yeah, just break up.
That's a really good point.
Thank
That's
you,
a
Ruth.
Really good point. Time for one more. Kenny, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good. What do you think? Is she telling the truth, or is she going to live the lie?
Well, like you guys just said, a lie is a lie. And it's 5 months later. She's lived it this long. She needs to suck it up and at least learn to like the dogs. But
right. She started the lie. Keep it going.
She needs to at least just tell him she doesn't like him going everywhere. But if she tells him the whole truth, she's going to be done because she based the whole thing on a lie and kept it going.
Yeah.
That's a good point,
call.
Too.
Good point, Kenny.
Thanks for the call. Well, it seemed pretty split, didn't it?
It did. I think she's got to keep lying. Stick with it. The dogs will eventually go away. Unless one does and he buys a puppy. She's like, no!
Well, I was going to say, he's going to replace them as the slots become available because he's a take-my-dog-everywhere person.
Yeah. Somebody wrote in and said Bella's a dog name, so she better go along with it.
Okay, so let me tell you the little truth here. When I told you I was making up a name for her, that's what I did.
Yeah.
Is I just came up with a dog name.
Bella!
Because I thought that would be kind of funny.
Yeah. So. I don't know. You know, I say you go with it or you break up.
Most of the people, I think majority of people, though, said to come clean and fess up. Look, here's really the bottom line. Jeremy, you might agree with this. If she comes clean and that ends the relationship, then what is the big loss since she's not happy being in a relationship where the dogs go
everywhere?
That's
a great point, yeah.
So if he doesn't take it well and he breaks up, what have you lost? You've lost a relationship where you weren't comfortable going everywhere with the dogs.
Yep. And then you better move to a state that's not so dog-friendly.
Yeah,
find the man of your dreams.
I promise you, Bella, that there are guys out there who might like dogs, but they will go out with just you. They do exist.
Yep. Good luck.
I'm going to scribble a note on here. Need follow-up. I'm going to demand, Bella, in about 2 or 3 weeks, that you give us a follow-up on if you broke the news or not.
There you go.
Anyway, thank you. If you've got an issue that's crying out for Five Calls Says It all you got to do is send us either a Facebook message, to search for Dom and Jeremy online on the FB, or you can send an old-fashioned email even. Just go to mix100.com. That's mix100.com.